Today's Namaste Yoga is about a fire-breathing goddess. Hello and welcome to episode 188 of Namaste Yoga. We are working with Kalratri Durga today. She is the fire-breathing Durga, but she is a benevolent goddess. So we're going to learn all about her today. She's one of my favorite forms of Durga. She's actually Kali. And I'm really excited to share with you all about her today. First, we're going to start with a testimonial. Testimony comes to us from Amy via email. And she says, I just wanted to congratulate you on your wonderful job of creating yoga classes every week. You've inspired me as a yoga teacher. I began teaching in 2011 and wanted to be creative in my classes. Watching your videos has really helped me do so. I like the way you have a theme for your class. I also like the slow, easy pace. I actually teach a lot like you naturally. When I began teaching, it was to provide a class for people who thought regular yoga was too hard. I got a lot of referrals from other yoga teachers who send me students who have trouble keeping up. So isn't that just so fantastic? I decided the easier classes were needed from trying to deal with injuries and body issues myself. So she has scoliosis and she also had some tendonitis problems. And I'm loving the chanting that you do at the end of most of the recent classes, the Durga classes that we've been doing. And I think I would like to begin incorporating mantras into my classes. I'm a musician like you, only my instruments are piano and voice, and I have a master's of music. Thank you for your inspiration as a teacher and best of luck. So this is just fantastic. I love hearing about things like this and I love people who share their teachings and take inspirations with them into the class. And what we found was that a lot of yoga teachers were sharing the teachings, or we heard from a lot of teachers who were getting through their teacher training programs because of Namaste Yoga. And so because of that, we created our continuing education course for teachers, and we do have another installment, I guess is the right word, coming up in September. So the early bird special for that finishes on August the 1st, and I've actually done, I have three interviews that I'm doing for that this week. I've done one of them and I have two more of them to do this week. So the class is 50% full right now. We only take 8 people in that course because it's a very small and intimate course. So there's only 4 spaces left. So if you're interested, check out melissawest.com and there's a teacher training link at the top of the page. And if you're interested, check that out. One other announcement here, and then I have a really special announcement at the end of the class that I'm going to make. So be sure to watch all the way to the end, and I'm going to make a really special announcement at the end of the class. Okay, so this is an important announcement too. We noticed the other day, and Tim was doing some stats on the membership site, that we have over 200 videos on our membership site. Now, that's a lot. There is a lot of content on there. One of the things also that once our teachers have gone through the continuing education course for teachers is that we continue to mentor them and encourage them to take a leadership role in the community. And they're creating content on the membership site now too. And so the content they're creating doesn't even include those 200 videos. So we noticed that there's a lot of content on there. And so starting on August the 15th, the prices are going to be going up, August the 15th, 2013. So if you have been thinking of becoming a member, you want to get in now before that price goes up. Because what happens is the people that started back when we first began got to keep their price forever. In perpetuity, we call them grandfathered in. So whatever price you start at, you get to keep forever. So come on in now, you'll get to keep your price forever. And then August 15th, our price does go up. And so just because of the increased growth of the number of members on the site and the amount of content that we have on the site, we've had to increase some of the bandwidth that we use and make some changes technically to be able to keep up with all of that. And so we've just had to raise our prices a little bit to be able to keep up with all that. Enough of all of that. Thank you to Squeeze for giving me my clothes to wear on the show. And thank you to Dusky Leaf for giving me my props to use on the show. All you're going to need today is your yoga mat. And if you'd like a little blanket to sit on while we do our mantra, then you could use that to sit on. Actually, today we don't have a mantra. We have a chant that's called an arti. And the only difference between a mantra and an arti, as my Sanskrit teacher Rashmi told me this week, is that you only sing an arti once. And Tim is very kindly, we've had a lot of requests to put the words up on the screen, and Tim is going to remember this week to put the words on the screen before he renders the file. That was a reminder for Tim as much for anybody else right there. Okay, so you can go ahead and rest back in Shavasana, and we'll talk about today's class. We'll contextualize today's class, learn all about this amazing fire-breathing goddess on the beautiful shores of Lake Ontario. We have reached the most violent form of Durga with Kalratri Durga. She is black like the goddess Kali. She breathes fire. She has wild and crazy hair. Lightning comes from her necklace. She carries a thorn-like weapon made from iron, a dagger, and a sword. She is the form of Durga, and her appearance alone invokes fear. Some say lightning bolts radiate from her three eyes, and flames appear in her nostrils as she breathes, in and out. She drinks blood and rides a donkey's corpse. This is one scary lady. Or is she? The appearance of Ma Kalratri can be seen as very dangerous for evildoers. Kalratri Durga is the destroyer of all demons, entities, ghosts, spirits, and negative energies. She is so frightening that they vanish in her appearance. It was Kalratri Durga who was finally able to destroy the demon Raj Kadbij. I destroyed that one. Sorry, Rashmi. The demon who would multiply from every drop of blood as it dropped to the ground. Kalratri is not just a thoughtless, blood-sucking monster, but a benevolent goddess who saved the universe by stopping the blood from reaching the ground and finally conquering the spreading of his evil demons all over the universe. She uses her weapons to battle against evil. Kalratri is dedicated to the time and death of Ratri, which means night. And so Kalratri is the one who destroys ignorance and removes darkness. She is very kind to her devotees. In her right hand, she raises it in a boon, in a giving gesture, and her lower right hand is held in such a way to allay fears. And her gesture of protection offers us freedom from fears and troubles. She's also known as the one who does good. Kalratri is worshipped on the seventh day of Navratri. She is believed to endow her devotees with both calm and courage. Kalratri is known to remove the darkness of worry from the lives of her devotees, and she makes them fearless. She blesses her followers to overcome all the difficulties of life. So who wouldn't want this goddess on their side? And I'm going to just show you, this is Kalratri Durga is basically Kali, and this is what she looks like. You can see her wild and crazy hair. And she is a really scary form of the goddess. But she is the one who removes all the darkness from your life. And once that is, you know, she doesn't want to leave you the way you are. So once all that darkness is taken away from your life, then you're left with that pure joy and lightness and beauty, bliss, all good things. So she's a really great goddess to have on your side. However, she does work in really, she's quite, she's not happy to leave you the way you are. She works quickly and she works really, strongly in your life. So I find she's like a goddess I'll invite in sometimes and then I need to take a little break because she's like the hardcore school grammar teacher that is not afraid to use the cane. So she'll make changes in your life. She's not afraid to do that for you. So, okay, we are going to get you to form your intention for your practice today. So why are you here? What would you like to get out of your practice today? How could this practice best serve you in your life? And then you can stay on your back and begin to wiggle and stretch out. We're going to begin with a Kundalini Kriya for energy today to energize you with breath of fire. So I thought since Kalratri Durga breathes fire that we could start with some fire breathing too. Okay, so we're going to need some help with timing these, Tim. All right. So the first one is called stretch pose. I don't find there's much stretching at all going on in this pose. And I'm going to give you modifications for this one as well. It's a very strong abdominal pose. First, let's learn breath of fire. Breath of fire in Hatha Yoga is different from breath of fire in Kundalini Yoga. In Kundalini Yoga, it's an active exhalation and an active inhalation, and you draw your navel back, and it's very strong at the navel point. So it goes like this. So really strong breath. And then this one, you take your arms overhead. You're going to curl up, and then you're supposed to take both feet off the ground like this. Now, you're supposed to do that for a minute. Now, okay, for a lot of people, that's going to be way too much. So first of all, if you have any neck issues, I strongly advise you to take one hand or both hands behind your head. And then you could keep one hand on the ground, one leg on the ground, sorry, or you could bend your legs too. Okay, so choose a modification that works for you. Okay, I think I'm going to go with knees bent and both hands behind my head. Okay, so the full expression was this. There is a modification. Shall we go? 1 minute with breath of fire. Now I'm thinking that eating my almond butter chickpea carob cookie on the way down. No matter how granola that was not maybe the best idea. Are you ready? Here we go. Breath of fire, 1 minute. Okay, and then rest back. Okay, let me tell you the benefits of that stretch pose. This exercise tunes the whole nervous system, the digestive system, and the reproductive system, and the navel center is the focal center for all 72,000 nerve points in your body. So that's kind of cool. Okay, now the next one involves breath of fire as well. You're going to bring your knees into your chest, and then you're going to bring your nose as close as you can to your knees, and we're going to do breath of fire from here as well, okay, for 1 minute as well. Here we go. An option to kick your hand behind your head to support your neck again. Okay, and then relax down. Good. Okay, and that one is to help stimulate the apana eliminative forces, helping your body cleanse and eliminate toxins. Okay, from here, you're going to take your hands behind your knees, curl your spine, and you're going to rock back and forth on your spine a few times. And then come all the way up to seated. And this one is called the Ego Eradicator. And that is totally what Kali does in your life. She will eradicate your ego with her fire breathing. And you're going to stick your thumbs out and bring them up in a V shape right up in front of you. And your thumbs represent your ego in your personal psyche, which becomes transformed and balanced when you do this. And so we're also going to do this one with breath of fire for 1 minute. So thank you for timing this. Okay, great. Here we go. Big breath in. Big breath out. And lower your arms down. Okay. So that's all our fire breathing for today. Good. Right, we're actually going to come back down onto our backs. I'm going to have a little water first because all that fire breathing's made me a little dry. You're going to stretch out our hips a little bit here. So bend your knees, place your feet flat on the floor. Cross your right ankle over the top of your left knee. Open your right knee out to the side. Draw your left leg in to your chest. Reach your right arm through. Hold on behind your left knee. And just draw your leg in until you feel a stretch on the outside of your right leg and into your right glutes. And then release and uncross your legs, cross your left leg over the top of your right leg, open your left knee out to the side. Draw your right knee in towards your chest, reach your left arm through, hold on behind your right leg, fully bend your right knee and draw your leg in. Feel the stretch on the outside of your left leg and into your left buttocks. Keep your shoulders relaxed and heavy. And then release your legs and you're going to take your arms and legs in the air and we're going to do dead bug pose. And imagine it's like Kalvaratri's crazy hair. That's what I was thinking when I did this. And then from here, we're going to come into Ananda Balasana. And that's happy baby pose. And then you can release your legs and you can either rock yourself up like we did before or bend your knees, roll to your side and come up that way. We are going to do lunge pose now. Anjayanasana, something like that. To open up our hips. Okay, so come towards the back of your mat, walk back up to standing on your knees, and let's start by walking your left leg through first. Till you feel, lean forward until you feel a stretch in the front of your right hip. Anjayanasana, I think. And then switch, walk your right leg through. And then you can release this lunge. And we're going to make our way up to standing. So come on to all fours. Spread your fingers nice and wide. Tuck your toes under. Inhale. Exhale. So you're going to come into downward facing dog. Let's just stretch out the backs of your legs a little bit. Maybe pump your heels to the ground. And then you can walk your feet into your hands and roll up to standing. Okay, come and stand at the center of your mat. And we're going to do a series of poses to tell, in a sequence, to tell the story of Kalratri Durga. So the way that story works is that Kalratri Durga destroyed a demon. And this demon was this most horrible demon because in the battle, when the warriors would slay this demon, every drop of blood that would fall from this demon to the ground, another demon would spurt up off the ground from every drop of blood that fell to the ground. So you can imagine it was kind of a futile effort to try to destroy this demon. So it was finally Kalratri Durga, Kali, who was able to destroy this demon by decapitating him and drinking all his blood. So we're going to do Goddess Victory Squat. It was her Goddess Victory Squat that was able to do this. And we're going to do it with a mudra for recharging today. So the way that works is you're going to make a fist with your right hand, and you're going to wrap your left hand around it, and then you're going to stick your thumbs out straight out. Okay? So let's build the bottom, and then we'll build the top. So take your feet out to 10 and 2 o'clock, and then you're going to squat straight down. And instead of doing our arms like this, we'll do the mudra for recharging. So right hand, left hand comes around it. And I chose this. I was trying to think, why did you choose this mudra? I'm thinking, what the heck does this have to do with anything? Because of the lightning bolts. That's the connection here. Those are energizing, right? The lightning So is a mudra for recharging. See the connection? Mm-hmm. Too thin? So this is Utkata Konasana, goddess victory squat. And then we'll release this pose from our body. And Kali was so joyful and exuberant when she saved the universe from this horrible demon that she did this victory dance as well. She was really joyful. So we're going to do breath of joy. And the way that breath of joy works is you take a little breath in with your arms in front, a little bit more of a breath with your arms out to the side. You breathe in fully, your arms overhead. You exhale, you bend your knees and you fold forward. Okay, so it's breathe in more, breathe in fully, breathe out, squat, and exhale. Okay, and we'll do this more quickly. You can go at your own pace. We can all have crazy collie hair by the end. And it wasn't just Kali that was so excited about this victory. It was her husband, Shiva too, who was also very excited. So it's so bright here. We're just going to move a little bit for better lighting for you guys. Okay, so Shiva was so excited about her victory that he joined her in her dance too. And Shiva is the lord of the dance, and he has a pose called Natarajasana, so Lord of the Dance pose. So with this one, it's a balancing pose, so you could use a wall or a tree or a chair to help you balance. You're going to stand on your left leg and bend your right knee, hold on to your right foot, and just spend a moment to line up your right leg with your left leg. You can hold on to the inside of your right foot. Place your thumb on your big toe. If you're not holding onto a wall or a chair, you can take your left arm up. And then pull your heel away from your buttocks. And then slowly release. And take a deep breath. We'll go ahead and do this on the other side. So this time you'll stand on your right foot and hold on to your left foot and just spend a few moments lining up your two legs. Stretching out the front of your left leg. Then slide your hand around to the inside of your foot. Place your thumb on your big toe. You can extend your right arm up. And slowly begin to move your heel away from your buttocks. Keep your arms straight, and that'll start to bend your spine backwards. And then go ahead and release this posture from your body. Release any tension, any emotions you need to let go of, anything unwanted. Letting it all go. Take your feet wide. Inhale, exhale, roll your pelvis over your leg bones and fold forward here, wide-legged standing forward fold. Okay, from here you're going to come down and we're going to do a recline twist before we come back up to seated to do our final chant. So, I know I said you didn't need any props, but if you had a block, you could use one here. Oh, goodness. Did look through all my notes and think, oh, you don't need any props. Okay, you're going to bend your knees, place your feet flat on the floor, press into your hips, move them over to the right side of your mat, and then lower your legs to the left side of your mat. Look over your right shoulder. And then bring your legs back to the center. Press into your feet, come bring your hips back to the center. And then press into your feet again, lower your hips over to the left side of your mat and take your knees to the right side of your mat. Look over your left shoulder. Okay, come back to the center. Roll to your side and come up to seated for our arti, our chant with our mudra. I'm gonna have a drink of water before we do this. Tim's gonna put the words on the screen for you because we are only going to do this once because you only sing an arti once. And I wanna thank our Sanskrit teacher Rashmi for finding this for us because it's just the most delightful little chant. And I gotta tell you, Tim was calling this the roti song because it was making him want to have roti earlier when I was practicing it. This song is all about joy, not rotis. Don't be mistaken. And the reason why I chose it to go with the Kalaratri Durga class is because Kalaratri Durga she is the Durga of darkness, but she takes in everything that is dark so that you're only left with the light and the joy. And even you saw from her story, she expresses great joy. So this is a great chant for her. So we're going to use that same one that we used before, where you take your right hand up and then you wrap your left hand around it for that mudra for recharging, that lightning bolt. And then we're going to sing our mantra. Nope, our arti. So you're going to do this because I'm going to use my notes. You'll have them on the screen, either whatever side Tim's going to put them on for you. So let's start by making space with breath and a sigh. Jyoti, jyoti, jyoti swayam. Jyoti, jyoti, jyoti param. Jyoti, jyoti, jyoti shivam. Jyoti, jyoti, jyoti awal. I did those sentences out of order. I should focus on what I'm doing. Vama jyoti, soma jyoti, vana jyoti, gyana jyoti, maha jyoti, yoga jyoti, vata jyoti, nada jyoti, ama jyoti, vyoma jyoti, ari jyoti, viru jyoti, ika jyoti, ika jyoti. Ika jyoti jyoti e. Now we're going to sing it in English. Light, O light of self-effulgence, light, O light of absoluteness, light, O light of gracefulness, light, O light of auspiciousness, light of Shiva, light of moon, light of divine, light of wisdom, light of heaven, light of yoga, light of wind, light of sound, light, delight, light of water, light, rising light, vital light, the only light, the only light, give us light, O light of lights. Isn't that awesome? That's an arti. Okay, so go ahead and rest back for Shavasana. And reflect back in this class on Kalaratri Durga. Just see what stands out for you, what seems most important. What's one thing that you're going to be taking away from your experience in this yoga class? And carrying with you off the mat and into your life. So go ahead and allow your breath to deepen. Begin to wiggle and stretch out. And then bend your knees. Roll to your right side. And make your way up to sitting. Thank you for joining me for episode 188 of Namaste Yoga. So at the beginning of the class, I told you I had something really special to tell you at the end of the class. So I do. I need you to get your pen and paper and your calendars and mark down this date. If you live close to me in Ontario and surrounding area, mark down October the 5th, because that is when we will be filming the 200th episode of Namaste Yoga. And several people are going to be traveling into Ajax, Ontario, my hometown, right now, to film with us. Now, this is going to be kind of our last hurrah on the East Coast because we are moving to the West Coast. And so we are doing something here before we move. But we are doing a big thing for the 200th episode. So if you are coming, let us know. We're going to film in the morning and then we'll feed you lunch at this awesome restaurant in Oshawa, Ontario called The Table. We need to know how many people are coming so that if there's a lot of you, we can have it catered by The Table. And if there's just enough, we'll just go and eat at The Table. But Carrie Wanamaker, who runs the weekly challenges on the membership site, is an open-hearted graduate, is coming from the States, as is Sue Medeiros, who runs the Ignite Your Inner Fire group on the membership site, as well as the Transitions group that's coming up on August the 5th. And other open-hearted graduates from in and around the area are coming. Nikki, who's a member, I just spoke to her yesterday on our Google Hangout. She lives in Kingston, Ontario. She's coming. So lots of people from in and around the area are coming. So really looking forward to meeting you. If you can come, let me know. Send me an email at info@melissawest.com. But save that date, October the 5th. It's going to be so much fun. We're going to have so much fun. Come film with us. We'll feed you. It'll be awesome. Let me know how we can support you in coming. Okay? Namaste.